one of our top stories takes us back down to Mar-a-Lago, and let's actually connect with him now if we have him. I do believe that we do, as former President Trump bidding to be just the second president to win election to the White House, lose a re-election bid, and then win a second term the following election.
To make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
Fox's Eben Brown was on hand for that event, and I guess, can you kind of set the scene for us a little bit, take us inside?
Sure. You know, it was the big ballroom at Mar-a-Lago, gilded mirrors and crystal chandeliers and marble flooring, and Donald Trump, who delivered a poignant but much calmer tone speech than what we normally see from the former president. It was it offered plenty of criticism of the current president, Joe Biden, without falling into derision. In fact, the only jab taken was at the press, and it was early on in the speech, and it was sort of done in jest. It got a lot of laughs, even from the press itself, where he said, "I'm only going to call you fake news just this once." even the reporters were laughing at that one. I think that the tone was certainly markedly different. One of the things that, or one of the people not mentioned in any way last night was Governor Ron DeSantis.
Did you get a feeling, did you talk to any advisors around the former president about the DeSantis impact and how well he performed just a week ago in the midterms?
No, those people kind of stayed away from the press pit last night. We were kind of corralled in the back. We weren't allowed to mingle with people, which is kind of standard. But, you know, people I've spoken to in the past couple of weeks, especially Florida Republicans, rather unhappy with the way the former president conducted himself over the past couple of weeks, taking shots at Governor DeSantis. You know, I think a lot of people remember the shots taken in 2016 at Senator Rubio and Senator Cruz. I think everyone remembers Little Marco, Lion Ted. But those were defensive shots. You know, they had come for Mr. Trump first. The volley fired at the governor seemed to have been proactive or something. It seemed unwarranted for a lot of people, and it may have turned people off, and maybe that message had gotten to Mr. Trump because he kept his name out of his mouth last night.
Fox's Eben Brown was on hand for the announcement last night. We carried it live on WOKV, and a lot more to uncover from that storyline coming up at 9 on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Brian sits down with former Vice President Mike Pence, by the way, at 9:30 this morning about his own ambitions for 2024. WOKV News Time, now 8:16.